Sandra, wait.
What?
Just talk to me for a second, okay?
I can't.
Please?
Oh, fine. What?
Just want to know where you're going.
It's none of your business.
Why?
Because I'm not your girlfriend.
What, are you too good for me now?
I gotta go.
That's him?
Ken, don't! Ken, stop! Ken, don't!
Who the hell are you?
Ken! What are you doing? That's my ex-boyfriend.
Get in.
No!
Good morning, Emily. Have a good weekend?
Yeah. No. Yes.
Oh, I've been there.
No, it wasn't. I don't want to get into it.
No problem.
It just feels weird for me to talk about my personal life here. You know, I don't really know you guys all that well yet.
I totally get that.
I think I totally screwed up this date.
Okay. What happened?
You have to understand, I'm a nerd. Like, seriously. And I can fool people for days, weeks even. But sooner or later, I blow my cover and I say something so geeky and then he doesn't respond and I lose all confidence.
What did you say?
Kilgore Trout.
Guy has a problem with Kurt Vonnegut?
You know Kilgore Trout?
I read Slaughterhouse 5 when I was 12 and it blew my mind. Seriously, I couldn't get enough, so I just kept going and I read them all.
Yeah, me too. What's your favorite?
Oh, Mother Night.
The one about the American spy.
He tends to be a Nazi.
You are who you pretend to be.
So be careful who you pretend to be.
Oh my God, I can't believe you're a Vonnegut fan. You just made my day.
Anytime.
Conference room in 5 minutes, please.
Got it.
Sandra Davis, 16 years old. This is her singing at her high school talent show a month ago. This is her on-again, off-again boyfriend, Ken Newcomb.
Their bodies were found in a park near the male victim's car in Groton, an affluent, mostly white suburb of New York City in Westchester County.
It's the third of three killings believed to be a series of hate crimes.
Hate crimes?
First two victims were Keisha Andrews, 15, and Vicki Williams, 17. They disappeared from their homes in central Westchester one night. Their bodies were found in a wooded area in the southern part of the county near the city.
Strangled, beaten, stabbed.
And this was painted on their faces.
What about this couple? How are they part of it?
Another swastika. This one on the boyfriend's car.
It's a different victimology.
Maybe just an escalation.
Or a different killer.
And it doesn't end there. Yesterday, an African-American community leader, a Reverend Williams, decided to take this on as a political issue. Racial hate in the suburbs.
What we are seeing is pure apathy. Black kids are getting killed and the police are doing nothing to stop it. When will these racists be confronted?
Apparently, in response to Reverend Williams' muckraking, a black kid was beaten on the streets of Groton this afternoon. Connecticut neo-Nazi group called the White Stallions claimed responsibility.
There are neo-Nazi groups in Connecticut?
Mayor of Groton called me this morning frantic. He's desperate to solve these crimes before it escalates even more.
What are the racial demographics of Groton?
Population, 42,000, 8% black.
I'd say the mayor has reason to be worried. If it doesn't stop soon, it could flare up into a full-scale race riot.
Thank you.
From the deepest desires often come the deadliest hate. Socrates.
New York, New York.
Too bad we're flying right past it, straight to the suburbs.
Hey, this is weird. There are traces of GHB found in the first two victims, but no sign of sexual assault. So why would the unsub use a date rape drug to commit a hate crime?
Maybe he wants to weaken them so they can't fight back.
But there was no GHB in the victims of the double homicide.
There's a lot that's different about the double homicide.
And the question is why?
All right, we just got new information. A few weeks before the murder of Sandra Davis and Ken Newcomb, a threatening letter was delivered to Sandra Davis's door. She showed it to her parents, who then notified the police. The police never figured out who wrote it.
We see Ken with you, and it makes us sick. Take care to stop this now, or you will pay. If you tell anyone about this, you will pay. Strange, it doesn't seem real.
What do you mean?
Well, first of all, the use of we in a threat this direct is almost always bogus.
One individual trying to defuse responsibility.
Also, the message itself seems contradictory. On the one hand, take care to stop this now or you will pay. Presumably, they want them to stop seeing each other. But then, on the other hand, they don't want them to go public with it. If you tell anyone about this, you'll pay.
The point of hate crimes is to increase publicity, not decrease it, like terrorism.
An effective threat lets everybody know that they're in danger if they do this behavior. The author would want Sandra to tell people about the note.
Doesn't sound like a guy who's actually prepared to kill.
Actually, it doesn't sound like a guy at all. Take care to stop this implies empathy. Take care? Males don't use this type of language, especially when they're trying to threaten somebody. This message is certainly written by a female, and based on the lack of psychological sophistication, I'd say it's most likely an adolescent.
You think a girl killed these kids?
I think a girl wrote this note.
Let's call that mystery number one.
You got a number two?
Maybe. It says here the autopsy on Sandra Davis was inconclusive.
And she suffered blunt force trauma to the face. She had some bruising around her neck. Cause of death is still unclear. The coroner's working on it.
A lot of questions. Let's get started on some answers.
Agent Giroux, Gregory Hughes.
Mayor Hughes.
Yes. This is Detective Rick Ware from the State Police Department. We haven't had a murder here in 2 years, you understand. This was way above our heads, so we put Rick in charge.
These are Agents Gideon, Hotchner, Morgan, and Prentice.
I have to say that what's been happening here the last few weeks is just hard to fathom. I mean, we're 30 minutes from the city.
What do you mean?
This isn't the Deep South. For the most part, these are sophisticated New Yorkers.
You saying you don't think this is a race issue?
What we're saying is whatever happened here is way out of the norm for this community. I wouldn't want you entering this investigation on assumptions that aren't true.
The fact is, we don't know what this is about yet.
We need to concentrate on the double murder and make sure that it's the same killer, first of all.
You mean there could be more than one?
We don't know that yet. All we do know is the threat sent to Sandra Davis was written by an adolescent girl.
You can tell that just from half a page note?
It's pretty straightforward profiling.
Is there a problem, officer?
There was a girl that we suspected at first, but then we talked to her and dismissed her.
I'd like to meet her.
I think it's a waste of time.
I'd like to decide that for myself.
Sandra showed us the note 2 weeks before she was killed. And we asked around the school for who might have a grudge against Sandra and Ken. The only girl's name that came up was Tanya Mathis. Rumor was Ken dumped her for Sandra, although Ken told me Tanya was never his girlfriend.
You said you talked to Tanya about the note. What'd she say?
She swore up and down she had nothing to do with it. I find it pretty hard to believe she'd write a racist note.
What's that?
See for yourself.
That's Tanya?
In the flesh.
Leave her in there for a few minutes.
You want to make a 70-year-old girl sweat?
I want to scare the hell out of her.
Did these kids live near here?
Sandra Davis lived about a half mile west, and Newcomb about a mile east.
What were they doing here?
When I was a kid, I used to hang out in the park at night, drink beers, hook up with a girl.
Maybe, but I don't think these two were out on a date.
Why do you say that?
Well, Ken was wearing a sweatshirt and tennis shoes. Sandra was wearing a dress, high heels, and makeup. She was definitely dressed to go out.
Ken's body was found here?
Yeah, and Sandra here. But from the bloodstains, it was obvious that she was killed way over there. And then dragged here.
So the unsub shot Ken first. Sandra started to run and he chased her down.
beat her and strangled her.
He had a gun. Why didn't he shoot her, too?
Killer knew he could overpower her. Maybe he didn't think he could overpower Kent.
No, it's more than that. The killer took the time and risked her escaping to track her down and strangle her with his bare hands. He was completely focused on her.
Sandra didn't have a date with Ken. She had a date with the unsub.
Hello, Tanya. I'm Agent Morgan. This is Agent Prentice. We're with the FBI.
FBI?
I'm going to get right to the point. Writing a threat like this, it's a federal crime.
I told him I didn't write that note.
Oh, I know what you told him. But this is not the principal's office, you understand? The people you threatened are dead.
I didn't kill anybody. I know that. I got it. But we need to know why you wrote that note. You were angry with Ken, because he didn't acknowledge you. I get it. He didn't admit that you were his girlfriend.
I was his girlfriend.
Yeah. What about Sandra? She's the one who got the note. Why were you so angry with her, Tanya? Well, this isn't just about her going with Ken, is it, Tanya? That note says we. You wanted to make it look like other people were in on it, like the whole town was against her. Why? Is that the way she made you feel? Like everybody was against you?
It was that stupid talent show.
What talent show?
I was just as good as her. She was just this quiet little girl who nobody liked. Then she sings and suddenly she's a little Miss Popular and Ken's all over her. It's not fair.
Tanya, look at me. You wrote this note for revenge, didn't you?
I know it was stupid. But I just wanted to scare them. I'm sorry.
Call Tanya's family and friends and check on her alibi.
That girl didn't kill those kids.
Beaten so extensively that the cause of death was indeterminate. Postmortem stab wounds were also discovered.
Postmortem stabs, huh?
What?
Postmortem stab wounds almost always indicate sexual homicide.
This is also a fairly extreme overkill, which is markedly different from the other two girls.
So you're saying this was a different killer?
No, we're saying if it was the same killer, the overkill indicates he didn't get what he wanted from Sandra.
What he wanted? Sexual offenders kill for sexual release. Now, in this case, there's no sign of sexual assault on the victims. That tells us that he probably fetishizes, takes some souvenir from his victims that he uses to get off.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but it doesn't sound like the MO of a hate crime.
No, we're pretty certain that hate wasn't the primary motive at all.
He has a specific physical type, and he tries to cover his tracks.
He's a serial killer.
Hi.
Hi, Naomi. Nice to see you again. Hop in.
Thanks. Thanks for looking, yes?
I wouldn't have it any other way.
And when did the FBI finally arrive? only after a white boy was killed. We cannot rely on the police. We must protect ourselves. Let the people who are taking our daughters know they will not get away with this.
That's not helpful.
Explain this to me. Swastikas on the bodies. What do they mean?
They're a distraction. For us, this killer isn't driven by hate, but he wants us to think so we don't guess his real motive, which is serial sexual homicide.
I'm confident the insult's from this county. He knew the kind of hysteria that would flare up from these swastikas.
Reverend Williams took the bait.
JJ's trying to buy us some time. She's talking to the Reverend to see if he'll cool his rhetoric a little bit.
Hate crimes are political. If we're right, this was personal.
Well, we need to confirm that the double homicide is linked to the first two murders.
We need to speak to the families of the victims. We know how difficult this is for you. Thanks for talking to us.
She just disappeared that night. I know she must have just walked out the front door, but I thought we'd hear that.
What about the window in your daughter's bedroom?
She couldn't have climbed out there. It's been painted shut for years.
No, it hasn't.
What are you talking about, Bree?
I fixed it so I could get out.
You've been sneaking out in the middle of the night?
I'm sorry.
You're not in trouble, but just tell me. Did she sneak out before?
No, I swear. She always told me not to do it. She was the good one. She didn't deserve this.
Nobody deserves this.
Your daughter liked to sing.
So we dug up everything on the first two victims, and basically these girls were good students who stayed out of trouble.
Just like Sandra Davis.
And we found something else. They both liked to sing, one in church and one in a band. Their parents said that this was their passion.
Just like Sandra Davis.
African-American girls between the ages of 15 and 17 who like to sing, that's a pretty specific type. Sounds like the same on Sub to me. And the fact that they all sing, that could be part of his M.O. Maybe part of a ruse.
We found another girl missing, Naomi Dade, 16 years old.
When?
Last night.
And we're just finding out about it now.
First victims weren't found for a couple of days. There's a chance she's still alive.
Let's get to the profile before it's too late.
Hi, I'm Naomi.
Hi, I'm Vicky.
Hey, what's up? My name is Keisha.
I've been singing at my church for 3 years.
I've been singing at about 6 years old.
Suspect we're looking for is a black male, statistically between the ages of 20 and 35. We know he's black because of his victims. Sexually motivated killers almost always kill within their own race.
The victims he's chosen are good girls. They're good students. No behavioral problems. They're what we call low risk.
And the lower the risk of the victim, the higher the intelligence of the unsub.
Guy's a smooth talker. Makes people feel at ease, gains their confidence. You'd be amazed what these guys can talk people into.
Jeffrey Dahmer was once pulled over by police officers for driving over the center line. He had a garbage bag full of body parts in the back seat of his car, but he was so calm and so self-assured that he convinced the officers not to look in the bag.
He then went on to kill at least 15 more people.
This guy's a hustler. He may not have a lot of education, but he knows how to trick impressionable young girls. Victor Paleologos used to trawl shopping malls pretending to be a movie producer. He told Christy Johnson he could get her an audition for a James Bond movie. And that was the last time she was ever seen alive. We think because all these girls are singers that the unsub may be connected in some way to the recording industry.
We know the unsub has a vehicle. Big enough to transport a body. It's clean. It's not too old, nice enough to make a girl feel comfortable inside, but it's not flashy. This is not a guy who wants to attract attention to himself.
Probably a large dark sedan.
We recommend putting this profile on the news, the paper, anywhere it might be seen by the people in this county.
This guy's ruse didn't work on everybody. Somewhere out there is at least one woman who didn't fall for his game, and that's who we need to find.
The key to this unsub psychology is the souvenir he takes. We don't know what it is yet, but we know that once he has it, his victim then becomes disposable, and that's when he kills her.
The unsub's ritual was interrupted when he killed Sandra Davis. We don't believe he was able to take a souvenir from her. We think he may revisit her house or any place she may have frequented.
We recommend surveillance at locations where the unsub might approach young girls. Churches, high schools, libraries, coffee shops.
Stick with the community. People of this county should be able to offer some good leads. Thanks a lot. Good luck.
Thank you. Whoa, hold on.
Think community vigilance will be enough?
If it were, we'd be out of a job.
I'm not telling you not to do your job. Just want to make sure that we don't get ahead of ourselves.
What's he doing?
So please, just sit tight one more minute.
What's the problem?
Well, the problem is I would have to be crazy to release this profile to the public.
What are you talking about?
Reverend Williams has already stirred up enough trouble by choosing to make this town a soapbox for his anti-racism campaign. What do you think is going to happen if I go to the press and tell them the killer is black?
Hey, the best way to stop all this is to find the killer. We just gave you the best way to do that.
Right. By telling everybody to look out for an anonymous black man? They're going to say that's racial profiling.
It's not racial profiling. Racial profiling is targeting suspects because of their race. We gave you a complete profile, which includes race.
Look, the point is, I've never even heard of a black serial killer. And neither will the African Americans in this community, already upset by what's been happening here.
You can believe in black serial killers or not, but the fact is, they do exist, and it's only a matter of time before he kills another girl.
Look, I am not interested in debating this. Detective Ware is more than capable of heading this investigation.
You gonna let this happen?
And what happened? Make every black man in this county a target?
Rick.
What?
We found Naomi Dade's body.
Damn it. We got a mass of reporters out there.
What's it gonna be, Detective?
Please. Let us help you.
Finally, I want to assure you we considered all options. We're certain this is the best course of action.
Detective, I think you made the right choice.
I hope this doesn't come back to bite us in the ass.
Why would it?
Last thing I need is to spread fear there are dangerous black men running around this county.
The best way to solve your problem is to stay focused on what we need to do to catch this guy.
But tell me.
Yeah.
Tell me what to do.
We need to get the word out. Not just on the news. We need to talk to these kids face to face. We got to give them the profile.
What about the talent show that Sandra Davis sang in at her high school? That could be where the unsub saw her sing.
That's a good idea. Talk to the kids at her high school. Set up a tip line.
Yeah, you got it.
Well, I hate waiting around, so what do you say, Ware? You want to join the patrols? Get back on the street, pretend to be a beat cop again?
Yeah. He's waiting around here for more bodies, huh?
Let's do it.
Tips have just started to come in. So far, we have fingers pointed at a local minister.
You don't have to do this.
Janitor at a school, and... Reverend Jesse Jackson.
Anything useful?
Not so much.
Keep digging.
Hey, I got someone who remembers seeing a black guy they didn't recognize driving around in a black Lincoln in front of our last victim's house yesterday.
That's the second sighting for that vehicle.
If it's the profile, large dark sedan.
Include it in the press release.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got it. Suspect may be driving a black tunnel car.
Maybe, huh?
Something.
No, I'm good.
For what it's worth, it took balls to stand up to the mayor like that.
You would have done the same thing.
I don't have to work for the guy. I know that was a tough decision.
Don't you ever wish it didn't matter?
It?
Color.
Judge me by the content of my character.
Why does it even have to be part of the equation? People are dying and we need to get the bad guy. That should be it. No half-cock reverends running around getting people mad about the wrong thing. No mayor's so afraid of offending black folks, he doesn't want to tell the community what to look out for. It's exhausting sometimes.
It's the way it's always been, man. Politicians, community leaders, they do what they do. You and me, we do what we do. We're the foot soldiers in these streets getting the job done.
Foot soldiers. Right.
Only ones who ever really get results, you know what I'm saying?
Where?
Right there. It's a black town car.
Yeah, just a few blocks from Sandra Davis' house.
Turn right. Turn right here. There it is.
Got me?
Yeah.
Nothing.
You there? False alarm. It's just a car service.
All right. I'll be right out.
I got him, honey! I got him!
What the hell did you do?
Frank!
Put down your weapon! We're cops, damn it! I'm FBI!
What?
Listen to me. Do not shoot. I'm gonna reach in my back pocket and grab my wallet. All right? All right? I'm FBI, man.
I didn't know.
Get a gun. Give me a gun. Call 911. This man needs help. Go! Call 911! Where? No. Come on, man. No, hey. Look at me. Where? You're gonna be all right. I'll get you some help. Talk to me. Just talk to me. Tell me about that family of yours. Huh? You got two kids, right? Yeah, I saw those pictures in your car. What's your little one's name? Huh?
Dwayne.
Dwayne. All right, that's good. Come on. Got you, man. You ain't going nowhere. All right? Tell me about Dwayne. How old is he? What? Talk to me. Say it. Hey, don't you leave me. No. Come on, don't you do this. Where? Oh, come on, man. Where?
What the hell happened?
I didn't know he was a cop. He saw this black car parked in front of our house. And this black guy with a gun sneaking around the yard.
So you shot him?
I was scared. I got a family.
So did Detective Ware.
Where's Morgan?
Okay. You okay?
Yeah, JJ. You're kidding. Another girl just went missing. All right, we're on our way.
The girl's name is Allie Hadley. She told her mom she was sleeping over at a friend's house, and then she never showed up there.
Mom's sure she isn't just out with some other friends or a guy?
She says she never does this. She's a...
good girl.
Yeah. She's African-American, 15 years old. She loves to sing.
Guys, we got a witness. A girl who saw the report on the news. She said a guy came up to her about a month ago claiming to work for a record company. She's on the way in.
Call the others.
It was after choir practice at the church. He came up to me outside. This black guy. Told me he was an executive at some record company, and he goes to churches in the area to scout talent. He said I had a great voice, and he'd like to record me.
What did you say?
I told him I wasn't interested. He gave me some kind of business card and told me to call him if I changed my mind. It didn't even have a company name on it, just his name and a phone number. It looks so fake. How could anyone fall for that?
Do you have the card?
I didn't have to keep the card.
Why?
I know him. I was beginning to think you guys had forgotten all about me.
Well, we need you now more than ever, Hot Stuff.
Oh, like candy to my ear, sugar. Go.
All right, well, here's the scoop. The guy's a freelance musician. Played keyboards for the girls' high school musical. We contacted the school and they gave us a name, Terrence Wakeland.
Terrence Wakeland. In the New York metropolitan area, including Westchester County. Computer says 3.
He may work at a recording studio or a record company.
Hey, I'm going to cross-reference with IRS records. Gotcha. Mount Vernon, just outside the Bronx, A&L Studios. Looks like they went belly up a few months ago. But he still works there as a security guard.
Thanks, Mama. You're the best. Let's go.
You're lucky the studio was available tonight.
You're not nervous, are you, Al?
No.
Good, good, good. Don't you worry. I'll have you back before your parents even know you're gone. Hey, let's go.
All units to A&L Studios.
What are the chances of us catching this psycho on time?
Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own.
Oh, that was it! You killed that last take! I'll be right out.
I've never been in a real recording studio before.
Yeah, well, you wouldn't know it. I mean, you're so comfortable sounding like you were in your own living room singing.
It felt good.
Yeah. Hey, I'm sorry, your throat must be tired. You want some water?
Sure.
Construction.
Is that a faster way?
Not that I know of, no.
Hey, you know, not a lot of girls your age would have chosen a song like this.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And that look, that face you got? I mean, you got this real smoky kind of tone, like something you hear in a 30s Harlem supper club. I mean, you have any idea what your music does to me?
No.
It takes hold, Ellie. But you get a song stuck in your head, but for me, it gets stuck right here. You know, and once it's there, there's just no letting it go. It just eats away at me like a poison. You're right. You're right.
Yeah, just a little dizzy.
What I'm saying is that it's so beautiful, Ellie. I just can't let it live. You ever feel that way? Like there's something that's so beautiful. It's so beautiful you can't let it live to show you. But to remind you of how ugly you are.
I don't feel so good.
Fuck up, little bitch! You think I'm ugly? Don't you?
Cover the door.
We're at the location. Where are my units?
Right there. Go. Take the bag. wide open, lights are on, somebody left in a hurry.
There was definitely a struggle.
So maybe she's still alive.
They were here, and maybe she tried to flee. She could be in the neighborhood trying to get away.
Gosh, look at this. It's her voices, man. It's souvenirs.
Be still.
That's your problem.
Help me!
What's the matter?
Where am I?
Oh, what did you take?
Allie, there you are.
You know this girl?
Thank you, officer. This is my baby cousin. Her parents are out of town, and I'm taking care of her right now. And she snuck out and obviously got herself some kind of waste, and I'm very, very sorry. Come on, Allie. Come on. Party's over.
Hey.
You want me to tell your parents what you've done? I mean, look around you. This is a dangerous neighborhood, Allie. You could have gotten yourself killed.
You know this man?
Again, officer, I'm very, very sorry. She's really out of it. Come on, Allie, you can sleep it off when you get home.
Can I go now? Or am I going to have to stand here all night while you mess with this kid?
There they are.
Quickly! FBI! Don't move!
What's going on?
Let her go. What did I do?
Let her go.
I know you think this is about those murdered girls, right? Right? He won't let her go.
He could be on. Just calm down.
Hey, what the hell are we waiting for?
Do not shoot. I want you to calm down, put your weapons down so we can move in. Do it. Do it. Wait. Get away from the girl and turn around. Hands on your head. Let's go.
You all right?
I was just thinking. I know what it's like to grow up without a father.
Their father died a hero.
So did mine. Doesn't make it any easier.
The life of the dead is placed in the memory of the living. Cicero.
Oops. Sorry.
Oh, wait a minute. No, you didn't. Where did you find this?
In the airport. Can you believe it? I haven't read this in 12 years.
Okay, that's funny. Chapter 3 is where it starts to get good.
Okay, I will let you know when I get there.
All right, you do that. You all right? Reed.
Hmm?
I said, are you all right?
I'm fine. Thanks for broadcasting it.
Hey, talk to me. Whatever you say to me in confidence is between us. You know that, right?
I don't have anything to tell you.
Reed, listen to me. What you went through out there, nobody expects you to rebound.
I need to still do my job, all right? I'm not going to freak out.
You think I don't know that?
It's the crime scene photos.
Crime scene photos?
Dead girls in the leaves.
Rage, we've seen worse.
I know. I know we've seen worse, but for the first time, I know. I look at them and I know what they were thinking and I know what they were feeling like right before.
It's called empathy. That's a good thing.
It's not. It's got me all messed up. I don't know how to focus. I can't do my job as well. So what do?
You use it. Let it make you a better profiler. A better person.
Better person.